Well, happy Monday to you. Welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this Sunday, we were looking at Luke chapter 7, and we looked at the story of Simon the Pharisee and Mary, who was a known sinner, more than likely a prostitute, and their interaction with Jesus. One of the most beautiful stories in all the Gospels, if anything personifies this series that we're calling Labels, where people feel labeled, left out, too far from God's grace, isolated, a little bit too prodigal, it's this story. Simon basically brings Jesus into his home, and he insults Jesus by not giving him water for his feet, not giving him oil for his head, not greeting him with a kiss. He publicly insults Jesus, and Mary does exactly the opposite. She brings this vial, this flask of spikenard, the most valuable possession she would have had, and she just dumps it onto the Son of God in this beautiful, beautiful act. And then in what I think is one of the most fascinating conversations in all the Gospels, Jesus stares at Mary and talks to Simon. And in doing so, he forces Simon to see Mary. He forces Simon to really look at her and to really compare himself to her. He's just told the parable about the two debtors. And basically Jesus's point is, Simon, you think you're a little debt person. You think she's a big debt person. And the reality is both of you are big debt people. That's the point really of the parable. And because she understands it, she's going to forgive more. There were really three conclusions that we landed on as we're praying through the Gospel of Luke now together, praying at 10:02 every morning. I hope you've got an alarm set on your phone so that we're all kind of praying, even where we're from, as a beautiful concert of prayer. But the three conclusions we got to were, number one, salvation is just as beautiful as it is useful. That we have this tendency in the West to only talk about salvation in transactional terms. And the New Testament uses that metaphor, and that's good and okay. But sometimes we forget about the beauty of Christ as he looks at us as sinners. And so what we said was that, you know, becoming a Christian isn't just a wise business move, right? We just have to be careful that we don't just come to God for the benefits instead of for the beauty of who he is. The second thing was that the more we understand our sin, the more we appreciate God's grace. The beauty of Mary's real act of contrition there is that she saw herself in reality for who she was. And I just asked us, are we more thank you people or are we more please people? You know, we teach our kids sign language whenever they're little. And, you know, a couple of the signs that we taught them were thank you and more. And sometimes I think we are more people instead of thank you people. And Jesus, when he explains the parable, he said, you know, she who is forgiven much loves much. And he uses a female pronoun to reflect Mary. And then he said, but he who is forgiven little, in other words, Simon doesn't think he needs that much forgiveness. And therefore, Simon loves little. So the closer we stay to the reality that we are sinners, hopeless without Christ, the closer we're going to stay, the more appreciative we're going to be, which leads me to the last thing we talked about, is that generosity becomes the natural outflow of your life. Mary gave the most valuable possession she had to the most valuable person she knew. And, you know, sometimes we ask these limiting questions about generosity, like, well, how much do I have to give? Mary just gave it all. It was beautiful. It was just beautiful the way that she poured her heart and her life out on Christ. And so I'm going to pray that reality into my life, into our lives today, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, it's good for us to be reminded that we are hopeless, that we're sinful without you, that our eternity is to be separated from you. But you came and you saved us. You loved us through the cross. You sacrificed yourself for us. And God, we're grateful for the exchange that takes place. We're grateful that we receive your righteousness. But God, we also just want to acknowledge that it was a beautiful, dramatic act that you gave yourself for us. And so, God, I pray that that will be poured out onto our lives the way that Mary poured out onto you, and that, God, it'll make us generous people. That we, God, would be thank you people, not more people. Help us, God, to see that. Do that today as we pray together as a church. We pray together this morning at 10:02 and as we walk through our day. Now you take the opportunity to pray.